This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some of the world's biggest oil companies are lining up again to spend money on production in Alaska. The first one to come forward was ConocoPhillips. Now British Petroleum says it'll invest $1 billion in the state thanks to new tax incentives. Shannon Mullen reports.
Alaskans get a check every year with their share of the state's oil wealth. The more oil production, the bigger the check. And production's been falling since the 80s. So to get oil companies drilling again, in April, Alaska's legislature approved $750 million a year in new tax relief. Most state Democrats voted against the bill, including Representative Les Guerra. He says the state won't see much in return.
And that money that Exxon, BP, and Conoco get, they can spend in Russia if they want, in Libya if they want. They don't have to spend it here.
And Guerra says the oil companies are calling their Alaska projects new, but they were in the works before the tax cuts. BP spokeswoman Dawn Patience doesn't deny that.
Projects like this don't happen overnight, but they certainly were not possible without the tax reform that happened in Alaska. And it really put Alaska back in the game.
But some residents who think the state will lose in the long run are trying to repeal the tax reforms. Their volunteers are collecting signatures to put a question on next year's ballot. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.